to Women All Around the World, the show that tells you all about traveling as a solo female by listening to the experiences of ordinary women who travel by themselves. This is episode 5 that you're listening to, and you are with me, Giulia. Today we discover Jordan in the Middle East with Diana, a student from Heriot Watt University. Diana went to Jordan on her own last summer. Hello, Diana, and thank you for being here.
Hello, thank you.
So, Diana, we asked women in Edinburgh what they would like to know about Jordan if they'll have the possibility to go there.
What kind of clothes should you wear to fit in? Or, like, what to do, what not to do culturally?
In Muslim countries, I don't think women by themselves would be... Well, I'm not going to say they're not going to be safe, but I don't think I'd feel very comfortable.
About the culture and how to travel alone.
They felt safe there because even I've lived here 13 years and I don't always feel safe as a woman on my own in Scotland, and I don't know at all what Jordan's like.
Where are the good cities to go to, and where to avoid?
How people felt that they could be safe when travelling there. And just kind of what the reality is compared to what we might perceive the reality to be.
Wow, lots of questions. So let's start with the easy one. The best places to go to in Jordan.
Oh, wow. Definitely Petra and Wadi Rum. So Petra is amazing because it's like an ancient city, but you can't see it a normal city like in Edinburgh or whatever. So you really have to go through the cave. And it's a very narrow cave. It's a kind of mysterious journey. When you go, passing through the history, and then you start seeing the temple. And it's first you see a piece of history, but then going out of the cave you see the whole city, and it's amazing. It's like you are not in the 21st century anymore. It's like you feel you're surrounded by old monuments and all the cities, and you feel like you are part of it, part of something big.
Wow, sounds beautiful. And Wadi Rum, what's special about it?
So Wadi Rum is not about architecture. Wadi Rum is a kind of valley, but if you really like nature, if you truly enjoy being with yourself, you should go there. I had an incredible experience of camping there. And if you have ever camped, you know that feeling when there is only you and the nature. And I had an experience for being there without a tent, just in my sleeping bag, and my ceiling, amazing. It was like just a sky full of bright stars, and I simply enjoyed the moment, the silence, the feeling. It was amazing.
It sounds beautiful, actually. And the capital, Amman, how is it?
Amman is actually like an extremely different experience because everybody are crazy. Drivers are crazy, like everybody is shouting, yelling, and it's quite hard to enjoy. But then you can enter an ancient city and it's completely another story, because here you see people enjoying, and it's not like we are enjoying like in pubs or so whatever. It's like they are listening to Arabic music, they are drinking coffee, they are enjoying spending time with their friends or family, and you just feel the spirit of something which is extremely different to our normal European culture. And you can when you are just walk away, you can enjoy it and you can feel yourself a part of it. And if you have a chance to go to Jabal al-Webda, I really recommend you to go to Rumi Cafe and to go to Jaffa restaurant to enjoy sweets and shisha.
Shisha is the Arabic pipe, right?
Yeah, you are right. So I think here it's called hookah, something you can, smoke actually, but it's not like ordinary tobacco. It's a tobacco plus piece of fruits and honey, and there are many flavors like orange, mint, chocolate, grapes. So my favorite is orange, for example.
Oh, that's nice. And Diana, how was to travel alone, especially as a woman by yourself and in a Middle Eastern country? Because we heard from women in Edinburgh that the major concern is to be alone in a Middle Eastern country with such a different culture.
Actually, I think that traveling as a woman is like Of course, it's a different experience in comparison to, you know, traveling as a solo traveler or as a man. But yeah, you have to be careful. But at the same time, it's an amazing experience, which obviously worth it. So I personally had no problems with that. But of course, you have to do your homework.
Which kind of homeworks, for example?
I mean, you have to prepare and plan your trip. Maybe, you know, not just, of course, Google it to make your roads, but also read about the culture of the country where you're going to. You should read, like, how people dress and how you should dress, what are the cultural norms and scrims. So, you know, just to, you know, stay on the safe side.
Okay, and you talk about the way of dressing, and actually this is a subject that concerns many of the women we interviewed. So did you have to go out like with a veil, which is called hijab, am I right?
Yeah, it's called hijab, but, you know, I didn't have to wear it. You know, Jordan is a westernized, a liberal country, and, you know, I just had to respect their traditions. For me, it means that I had to wear loose clothes, a long skirt or trousers. And, of course, when I entered mosque, for example, I had to wear hijab. But it's just, you know, a kind of respect. I showed respect to local people.
Okay, I see. Considering the political situation in the Middle East and the fact that we hear a lot about it in the TV, in the radio, or we read on the newspaper nowadays, weren't you scared of going there?
Actually, it's, you know, it's quite quiet country and, you know, mm-hmm. safe country. So, of course, my parents were crazy and, you know, they bombarded me with WhatsApp messages. But, you know, in the end, they still can rely on me. And it was completely safe there. I just send them messages that's okay, guys, it's okay, it's safe here. And, you know, it was good. My golden rule was, you know, never to go to do abroad what I wouldn't do at home. So, you know, it was safe.
Okay, that's a wise decision. And where in places where not to go to?
Yeah, cafe with only men. So, you know, there is still big, you know, separation between genders. You know, you can't simply have a friendship with a person of the opposite sex. So, you know, it's better just not to go. Or in case you go, it's like really necessary to control your behavior. For example, not to be flirty or, you know, we are still from different worlds. It's like Europe and Asia. So I just had to, you know, to control myself, let's say.
So otherwise you will be misunderstood, let's say.
Yeah, you're completely right. So otherwise they could, you know, treat it like an intention, which is obviously not so. It's better just to control or to avoid it in general.
Okay, I see. This is a good tip, actually. So, Diana, last question for you. A thing not to be missed out.
Definitely kanafe. It's, you know, it's probably the sweetest thing I've ever tried. So it's a kind of cheese with sugar and pistachio. And, you know, it's melting in your mouth because it's hot. And, you know, you've never tried it. It's definitely not good for your diet, but, you know, you just have to try it. And the best place to find it is to go to the city center, and there is a small alley, and if you see people queuing there, like at any hour of the day, it's definitely kanafe, and you just have to try it, you know, you have no chance.
So thank you, Diana, for being here and for your tips about Jordan traveling as a solo female. And next episode, we'll discover Thailand with Emily.